You're listening to Fiercely Independent, KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, and on the web at kpfk.org.
And welcome to Arts in Review. This is KPFK's Arts in Review, hosted by yours truly, Julio Martinez, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. Today I'm going to be talking to two actresses who play mother and daughter in a world premiere play by the very prolific, talented playwright Wendy Graff, opening at International City Theater. So please stay tuned to Arts in Review. As I said, this is your host, Julio Martinez, and I'm very delighted to be talking to Ansuya Nathan and Tamil Adams. Are you both there?
We are indeed.
Oh, good. Now, you two are playing mother and daughter by this brand new play, and you had your first preview last night, didn't you?
We had our second, actually.
Oh.
So, wow, we're two shows in, and they're getting better and better every night. Tonight we open.
Well, when you open a new play and you're and an audience before you for the first time, were you surprised at the reactions, where the laughs were, where the laughs weren't?
I was so surprised. We had such great audiences both nights, and they just really connected with the story, and they were laughing places where I didn't even find jokes when I was doing it. So it was so fun. And it's just electric to do it in front of an audience because we've been rehearsing so long.
Now, so I keep the audience straight. I just talked to Tamil, right?
Yes.
So how did you two get involved in this play?
I got involved. I was just going through casting notices on Actors Access, and I saw the play, submitted for it, luckily got an audition. It was one of the auditions where they sent you the sides and then the full play, which is so, I love it when that happens because I get to read and really form a character. So I read it and I was like, I really want to play this part. So I did the audition. I just taped it one time with my mom on the phone. I didn't think about it again. I got a call back, went to do the call back, and then a couple of days I had the part. So that's kind of my story. I know Ansuya's is a little different.
It's mostly the same, just a slightly different beginning. I was asked through my agent to put down a tape for it for the first round. I think we had submitted me for something else that the casting director, the wonderful Michael Donovan Casting, had was casting at the time. But then, of course, this role came up for a 40-something South Asian woman, which I very much am. And so, yeah, I put down a tape similar to Tamil. A week later, got a call back, which was so wonderful. We actually got to do the call back in the theater. And then when I saw that space, I was like, I need this job. The theater is so beautiful.
Is this your first time working at International City Theater, both of you?
It is for me.
Yeah.
And
it's my first time too.
Now,
it's such a wonderful space there.
I have a slight disadvantage because I haven't seen the play yet, but I'm going to be seeing it before you close. You're running through September 14th. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And you play Thursdays and Fridays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m.
Yes, and Saturdays at 7:30. So there's four shows a week.
Oh, I missed the Saturday. Excuse me.
Yes.
And International City Theater, I've known since it was a little 99-seat theater at Long Beach State College, but now it is housed in the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center in the Beverly O'Neill Theater, which is located at 330 East Seaside Way, Long Beach, California. And as we talk, I'll give you information on how to get tickets. You can call 562-436-4610 or go to the website internationalcitytheater.org. Da-dum. Okay. So, can you tell me a bit about your mother-daughter relationship, your characters?
Yes. Well, I play Nisha Bird, mother to Tina Bird. And I would say up until the first scene of the play, we're actually in quite good shape. We are, you know, Tina is 14. And so, of course, there is the usual sort of issues with independence and wanting to do things on her own. But it is when Nisha's estranged mother, Aditi, arrives, whose Tina has never met, and Aditi has not set foot in the States for 15 years, that things get thrown into chaos, really.
Now, your husband is involved in this as well, isn't he?
Yes, played by the lovely actor John Gentry. Yes, so that's a four-hander, the play, quite an intimate cast, but it tells quite a big story.
Now, the description of how the story is told is very interesting. I take it as the family gathers, it gets a little bit more tense, and things begin to work out or are revealed, inspired by the spices in your grandmother's masala dabba, an Indian spice box.
Yes, it all sort of centers around food and culture and identity and who we are and who we become when we get to connect with our culture and embrace it. Tina goes on a very interesting journey herself. I'll let Tamil tell you about that.
Yeah, so I play Tina. She's 14 and she is mixed with Black and Indian. When her grandmother comes to town, this is the first time she gets to connect with her Indian roots. And honestly, I think she really starts to find her identity through the play. And towards the end, she starts to kind of craft the person that she's going to be. And we get to see that journey just progress throughout the, I don't know how long the play is, like the hour and a half play.
Yeah. No. While all this drama is going on between Aditi and Nisha, and I feel like a lot of the conflict is there, I do believe that it's really the character of Tina that gives the audience the hope and the message. Well, not so much a message, but the hope for the future that the next generation can do better and be more fully realized
now, themselves. Your director... I'm sorry, I have just Maria. I didn't get the last name of your director.
It's Maria Mazel.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And how long of a rehearsal process did you have?
Oh, dear. We had 3 weeks to put
it together. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we really had to hit the ground running. And I'm really proud to say that I think we've got a great show on our hands.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been so fun, and every actor has been working so hard to put it together. So we're really excited for everyone to see it.
And this week, with all the creative team in, it's really come together in a really beautiful way. It's really helped us realize the whole vision for the play together.
Does it take place in one environment, or are there scene changes? Are there costume changes at all?
I have a lot of costume changes.
Oh, really?
I do. I mean, it's so exciting for me because I've been in plays before, but I've never had this many changes in one play. So I go from like tennis to saris to other outfits just hanging around the house. So, I mean, just for the outfits alone, people should come see it, really.
And as for the setting, it's predominantly set in their home. Uh-huh. In the Bird household. But there is some really interesting use of space because it's set in multiple rooms of that home and sort of like in the garage. And then there's this wonderful sort of dream space where we get to see a different aspect of a DT play out.
Is any cooking involved in this?
Yeah, there's food. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
There is food, there's a dinner scene, and there's lots of talk of spices.
I bet there is. Now, this is a world premiere play. It's never been done before. As there, you won't know what the critics have to say because it officially opens tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Well, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
How long does the play last? Is it in two acts or is it one act?
It is two acts.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how long. I think it's like an hour, 30, hour, 50 minutes, maybe. Somewhere around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think the first act is about an hour, and then we get a 15-minute interval so everyone can get up and have a chat and stretch their legs, and then we come back into it. And the second half is quite dramatic, but also much shorter. So we just get right into it.
Is there any plans for audience participation, you know, a discussion after the play?
There is actually two Sundays' time. So what does that make it? I'm not great.
I believe it's this September 7th. We're doing a talk back.
That's
so
the
audience can come see us talk about the play and our process and everything. We'd love for you guys to be there.
Yeah, after the show. Come for the Saturday matinee on September 7th.
Now, I want to give this commercial again for the play. It's at the International Theater Center, which is located at the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center's Beverly O'Neill Theater, located at 330 East Seaside Way, Long Beach, California. For information and to purchase tickets, you can call 562-436-4610 or go on to the site at internationalcitytheater.org and you can get more information and tickets there. Now, we're nearing the halfway point in the show, and that's when I really like to get to know more about you. So, Ansuya, how did you get involved in performing? Being an actress?
It's something that I've always wanted to do ever since I can remember. I don't think there was anything else that I wanted to do, much to my parents' chagrin. I don't think I was honest with them until I was old enough to back it up. I probably waited till about 15, but I did all the drama classes and everything outside of school and inside of school. And I think it wasn't until I got into drama school, which was in Australia, that this accent is Australian, that they were relieved and that they were like, oh, okay, someone else thinks she's good. Maybe she can do this as a profession. I come from a long line of medical professionals, at least in my immediate family. So I was definitely the odd one out. Huh. But it really is all I've ever wanted to do, and it's been wonderful. It's taken me around the world. I grew up in Australia and studied there, but I've also worked in New Zealand. I lived in London for a little while. And then I moved to the US and to LA in particular about 12 years ago. And this is my home now and I love it. But this is my first time doing theater here, which is amazing because I am a theater creature. That's where I trained and what I love doing. So this has been wonderful for me. I didn't really realize there was such an array of theater. I know that's probably a very naive thing for me to say, having been here so long, but it's so nice to see that there is such a thriving mid-tier of mid-sized stages going on here.
Well, what was your first paid job as an actress?
Oh, dear. I think I played a doctor, of course, on a big TV show in Australia called Love My Way. And I was in the most dramatic episode where I had to give terrible news to the lead about why her 8-year-old daughter just mysteriously died. And it was the cream of the crop of Australian television talent. And I was so very nervous, but they were all lovely. And I still get people who occasionally rewatch it because I think it comes up on Netflix now and they're like, oh, my God, it was you. You broke everyone's heart. And it was like, it wasn't my fault. I just had to give the bad news.
Your first paying job once you came to the United States?
Oh, good question. I think it was Scorpion. I did a week on Scorpion where we were in a Renaissance fair. So I got to dress up in Elizabethan costumes and did a Cockney accent for a little bit, and then helped solve the case, that sort of thing.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, Tamil, how did you get involved in performing?
Okay, I am a little different from my co-star. My parents were completely supportive, and I started reading very early. I was like 2, 2.5, and my mom was like, great, you can go work. So I just started out as a print model for, I believe, my first gig there was JCPenney or Walmart or something like that. And then from there on, it evolved into stage, and that evolved into TV, film, commercials. And I've kind of just been doing it ever since.
What was your first acting job that you got paid at?
I got paid for a lot of plays early on, but I'm going to tell you my favorite one. I had one line in a Barney movie, and I had one line in a Barney movie, and I was like, I have made it. I am an actress now, and I still watch that, and I just smile so much because I'm so happy for that girl, and that's why I do what I do today. It's in me at this point. I just love it.
I want to see the Barney movie. You have to.
I'll show you the clip.
You've never been on a series then yet, have you?
Not yet. Not a big one. I mean, I've done like web series here and there, but not a series yet.
Uh-huh. So this play that you're doing now, got to remind everyone, it's called Masala Dhaba. Has there any been talk about moving the play anywhere? I know you haven't opened yet, but I know Wendy Graff, and she gets a lot of work out of her plays.
She does indeed. Well, I like your ambition there. Let's put it out into the world. Maybe we can do it again somewhere else. But for now, we're doing the next 3 weeks in Long Beach at the International City Theatre.
And that's, the weather's great out there. You must love it.
It is. At the moment, it's a few degrees cooler, which is very nice.
Do you both still study? Do you go to acting classes or you any workshops or anything?
I do. I study 2 times a week at an acting studio called Mad Acting Studio in Valley Village. And I do TV, film, commercial auditions and scene study classes.
You live around the corner from me then. I'm in Sherman
yes,
Oaks.
I love that. neighbors.
And you, Antuya, do you still study?
It's been a while since I've been in an actual class, but I do read a lot. I read a lot of acting books and stuff. I have a 7-year-old, so getting away in an evening time is not really ideal right now. So I keep my skills fresh other ways. There's lots of kind of readings and things like that I like doing with friends. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you ever worked in New York, Ansia, or toured with the show?
I have trained in New York with the fabulous City Theatre Company, led by Anne Bogart, or was led by Anne Bogart. And I loved it there. And that was really my first taste of working in America or working with American artists. I did the Saratoga summer workshop, almost 20 years ago now. And then I fell so in love with their technique and their work that I went back and I did the fall series and I did classes with them when they came out to Australia. But I haven't. I would love to. I was just looking at Broadway World today because we've got our photos up on there, and I was like, oh, so-and-so has been cast with Michelle Williams in this play. I was like, oh, I want to be cast in a Broadway play. How wonderful would that be? So, yes, again, let's put that out into the world for both of us.
So I've been familiar with Wendy Graff's plays for quite a while. She has premiered a number of them here in L.A., but there's always a lovely twist to her work. Did you have any problems at all working through the script and finding the identity you wanted to be?
Not at all. Wendy's such a skilled writer. I think it's all there on the page. And I love the specificity with words and word choice. I think if you really dig in, it's kind of all there. It's so one of the hallmarks of good or great writing is that it is easy to learn. And because the thought process behind each line is clear. And Wendy's work is very easy to learn in that respect.
How about you, Jamil?
Honestly, it was so easy to, I mean, from the beginning I read the script, I was like, oh, this is who Tina is. And once we started rehearsals, I really just refined it. And honestly, working with the actors I'm working with, it's so easy to just bounce off of them and really just, I feel like on stage we're just playing at this point. But yeah, Wendy's writing is so clear and so precise till she makes our jobs very easy. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just fun. It's like playtime for me at this point.
So you are performing Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m., and you are going to be doing talkbacks with the audience during the course of the run.
Just on the September the 7th, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I have to remind everyone that I'm not here at KPFK all by myself. Following me is Pacifica Performance Showcase, hosted by my producer, Donna Walker. And her guest today is Stan Teffel of the Cinecon Classic Film Festival, which is going to be going on. So please stay tuned for that. So, both of you, do you have other shows in the works coming up?
Not anything to do with theater right now, unfortunately. But I do have, I'm in a short film called Snowbird that my husband produced and a dear friend of ours wrote and directed, Patrick Curran. And it is doing the circuits, the film festival circuit at the moment. We were at Dances with Films here in LA a month or two ago. Oh gosh, maybe it's 2 or 3 months ago now. Summer has gone pretty quick, but we just found out we've been accepted to a number of Irish festivals.
Oh, wow.
Well, which is awesome. So maybe a trip to Ireland might be in order.
Tamil, do you have anything coming up?
I have a couple movies that I worked on, but they're not released yet. And something in rotation that people can look for is I did a Lifetime movie called My Daughter's Deadly Roommates. And my mom and I, my parents flew in last night to see the show, and it came on TV. So we were watching it last night.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, look for that. I don't know.
That's great. Do either of you sing or dance? Have you gone into musicals at all?
I sing, and I'm a classically trained pianist. I started when I was 3, so that's like my little backup plan if I ever want to stop acting. But yeah, I'm a singer too, and I do musical theater, jazz, and pop.
Oh, that's great.
Wow, I'm learning things about you, Tamil. That's amazing.
It's a secret talent.
Okay, don't keep it too secret. I don't sing professionally or anything like music wise, but I do love a good karaoke night.
Oh yes. So I was married to an actress who came to L.A. because she couldn't sing or dance, and she figured she'd have a better chance of making it in L.A. than in New York City. And she did fine out here.
Yes.
Are you, I don't know exactly how International City Theater works. Are you members or are you just hired to come in? I don't know if they have a membership or not.
We're just hired to come in. So we're just doing the play and then I guess we'll be on our way. I don't know if they have a company. Do they have a company? I think
a lot of the crew and heads of department have ongoing relationships with the company, which is really nice because they know how fast the work is and what is needed. But I think this play in particular, because of the casting is so particular, I guess, you know, a South Asian family, and an African American husband and mixed race child. It was a very specific casting for this one. I don't think they have an ensemble, if that's what you're asking.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you members of any ensembles here in LA? Because there are so many of them.
I know of a few, but no.
So you're individual artists for hire then.
Yeah. Jobbing actors.
I hope I can find one, though. That seems so fun. But I just moved here a year ago, so I'm still finding my footing.
That's good. I want to remind everyone out in KPFK land that I'm talking to Ansuya Nathan and Tamil Adams, the female half of Masala Daba, a Wendy Graff play. And Wendy Graff is a phenomenally beautiful playwright. And it's opening at the International City Theater on tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, which is located in the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center's Beverly O'Neill Theater, located at 330 East Seaside Way, Long Beach, California, 90082. If you want to find out more or to get tickets, call 562-436-4610, or you can go to internationalcitytheater.org. I want to thank you both for being here. It's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I look forward to seeing you on stage. But right now, I want to remind everyone that I'm followed by Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase. And she's on from 2:30 to 3. I'm on from 2 to 2:30. We're the Arts and Culture Hour at KPFK, coming to you every Friday. So please stay tuned to us next week. Support KPFK, because you're the only reason we exist. And I want to thank both Masala, Ansuya, and Camille for taking the time, and when you have to perform anyway, but taking the time to be here. So
Thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you and goodbye, and we'll see you next week. You take care.